This podcast is brought to you in power by Sunday Cool. Watch this.
Josh?
Or listen.
You okay? Josh, breathe, man. What's wrong with you? Snap out of it!
Hey guys, my name is O'Shea, and I work with the Ninjas or Butterflies crew here at Sunday Cool. Now, if you don't mind, I would like you to imagine something with me. Imagine you're in a meadow. It's almost sunset. The sky is full of the most beautiful colors you've ever seen. You hear what sounds like the whispers of love in the air.
Love.
You look around, and surrounding you are thousands of people. All these people are hugging each other, laughing, smiling, living life in its purest form. You see dudes giving high fives, children playing tug of war, families treasuring one another. Now open your eyes. I want to ask you a question. What were they wearing? You're right. They were wearing shirts. And guess who made those shirts?
We did. Here at Sunday Cool.
So if you want to be happy and want the war to end, order custom shirts through Sunday Cool. SundayCool.com. Let's go ahead and end this war together.
Is this your god?
I hope so.
There's a god? Any god?
Oh, that one.
This one.
Yes.
It's a gray one.
Gray.
Gray card.
Great, 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 great,
great, great, great, great card.
Great, 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 great card.
That sounded like the, what's the Camp Rock?
Oh, yeah. I never watched it, but I know.
I know. I just know from the, like, TikTok.
Yeah, what did they do during Camp Rock? Miss Gen Z over there.
Camp Rock.
I didn't watch Camp Rock.
Let's go.
Yeah. I was cool.
Right.
Yeah. I was cool. Oh,
nerd alert. Welcome back to Ninjas Are Butterflies. Let's get ready to rumble. Let's go.
You guys have so much energy.
I'm forcing it.
We are. We have to force it because then we get in the groove.
Yeah.
I feel like if we that's why we sat down. We started joking.
Get in
earlier.
The zone, ninja zone.
Da-da.
Get in the zone,
O'Reilly.
Ninja O'Reilly. Parts.
Ninja. Yeah. Ninja parts. We're gonna open a medical clinic for all ninja fans.
Medical clinic.
The boys. A boys' medical clinic, and it's gonna be called Ninja Parts.
Ooh. Mm.
And we're going to do free plastic surgery. We're going to do chimp head removal. Mm. We're going to put a chimp's head on a human body. Mm. We're going to see what happens.
Yes.
I'd watch that show.
Sure.
I'm tired. We know what we're doing right now?
What?
We're doing like, it's like
75 soft.
75 soft.
What, like a challenge?
Yeah, it's not. There has nothing
it's
to do with
the opposite of hard. It's like you do everything.
Basically, we're just
75 donuts a day.
We're trying not to do like social media or watch TV at night.
Uh huh.
And read instead.
What day are you on?
One.
How was it going so far?
It was great. We read last night, and we went to bed at like 10:30, and I am so tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Well, I mean, probably because of Dutch. That's what's keeping me up.
Yeah, pups do that, man. We're about to get another pup, and by we, I mean me against my wife's will.
Don't do it.
Wait, why? What? No.
Are you getting one of the ones I sent you?
Yeah, but I thought about it, but I'm not going to.
Don't do it.
No, I was literally like every Wednesday night the girls sleep with us, and so we have the two big dogs and the two big girls now in there, and it's like there's literally not room for a third unless we start moving up on levels.
Yeah.
And like there's always like one person has to choose to sleep up on top.
You should do a king bunk bed.
Oh my goodness. Has that ever been done? A king bunk bed?
That would be funny, dude.
That would be great. Wouldn't be that hard.
Oh my gosh, three dogs.
That'd be awesome. I mean, because like, there's no really difference. There's a big difference between one and two. Two and three, like there's your heart. You're still having to get dog sitters. Like everything's basically the same. Just more joys running around the house. Sorry.
When the potty was jumped, the potty was jumping.
Hey, yo.
This is like a
yo. He came in too fast, so I try to imagine it got all meals.
Hey, yo.
Dude, have you seen that guy Zach Zucker, the quick comedian who he's always wearing a tie and it's always loosely fitted and stuff like that, and he has like that planned stand up bit
before, yeah.
Dude, he's so funny, but he has a whole bit about the Baja Men, about how it's like, where are the Baja Men? There's 12 members of the Baja Men, but then after every line he makes a big joke and he swings his microphone and they go "Opiayo," and it's just like the sound engineer and him have just like this perfect play played out. It's awesome.
If I remember right, they're not the original creators of that song.
No. Yeah, what? they there's some controversy with it, I think.
When the body is dumped, the body was jumping. Hey, yippee-yi-yo.
Also has nothing to do with dogs. It's all about just bad dudes.
Who let the dog? Oh yeah, I guess so.
It's literally just about like how like these jerks that like mess with girls and stuff.
They're the dogs.
Who let the dogs out?
Wait, am I a dog?
I'm the dog. Where's the dog in me?
Who?
I think the secret to energy is to be exhausted. This is
the delirious part.
I'm forcing it.
When was the last time you felt like you had energy?
I had energy yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Before you started the challenge?
Yeah.
When?
Before I had to read?
When I could still look at social media.
Reading's just hard.
Yeah. You didn't have energy when you were with us.
When I got home, I was tired.
Oof. Yeah, I get it. Listen, I get it. The women and kids. Old Ball and Jane.
Ugh.
The whole Ball and Jane.
Oh.
I had to come back to the mic for that joke.
Oh! Guys, listen to this.
I'm going to lose it. I got to say it.
Would you like some?
Yeah. Hold, please.
Would you like some?
Hey, shout out.
To who? Shame. Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shane with Rocking Customs.
Shane with Rocking Customs.
Yeah.
Built ninjas, more so specifically Andrew, a custom guitar.
What?
He sent it to all of us. That's why I've been secretly playing on it and ruining it in the middle of the night.
Look how sick that is.
That is pretty dope.
Little, did he paint that?
The beautiful couple on the front.
He'll talk more about it after we do the song.
But you guys got to check it out. Yeah. Like you're Rocky or something?
All right. Do this. Adrian, let's do this. Hey, Mickey. Let's do this.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
All right, I got it.
Shake it out.
Pawnee hat, big white robe, you got fans all across this globe. No one does it quite like you.
Well, golly gee whiz, you're the best, holier than all the rest. Man, I've never seen one like you.
Without the hat, you're 5'8", born to be something great. You can do it all that you dream.
Well, Argentina is your home. That was until you moved to Rome. You are everywhere I see.
Oh, Pope, you are the Pope. Pope is the thing that you do. Oh, Pope, you are the Pope. You are the Popiest Pope. Kissing babies, washing feet, you're the Pope I'd like to meet. I wanna shake hands with you.
The Pope gives hope in all the things, so you better kiss that ring. Did you know his birth name is Jorge?
That's true, I'll love you till I die. Hold me, Pope, I'm gonna cry. Ain't no one sweeter to me than you.
And in the Vatty, I know you'll be. On the throne, you'll think of me. Just know we find you very cute.
Oh, Pope,
You are the Pope. Pope is the thing that you do. Oh, Pope, you are the Pope. And we think you are really cute. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Ninjas are butterflies. You're the Pope and you're cute.
You're the Pope, I kiss you.
On the head.
Wow, you guys. That
only,
was great.
Only 5'8".
Jorge.
Jorge, also what I learned in my my history for this research for this song, I learned that he was actually in his previous life, before he became a Pope, he was a technician first, and then a club bouncer.
Shut up.
He has admitted to being a club bouncer. At 5'8", the guy's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gotta be.
Pope is the thing that you do.
I'm the Pope.
I have dreams of being a Pope one day. Really?
Okay.
That's weird. You laugh at me, you're out of here.
That will probably get flagged.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
As a popular song.
It is a pretty popular song. But if it got flagged, you guys can go watch it on Spotify or listen to it on Apple Podcasts.
Or go to Patreon. No ads whatsoever.
And it's worth it because this thing is sick.
Yeah.
It's a baritone Strat that he made, and he had someone print that. And so he transferred. Ooh. I think it's a water transfer.
Did he do the art?
Water.
Him and his team.
Or is that AI?
Earth.
Yeah.
That's AI?
Yeah.
Wind.
But compiled.
Fire.
Water. I wonder how long you would have kept doing that if we just continued to talk.
I would have just, yeah, I would have kept on doing it.
That's a very cool guitar.
Do you think Allen Iverson resents artificial intelligence at all?
Probably not.
Because 10 years ago, when you said the words
AI,
everyone thought Allen Iverson. But now it's like AI. I mean, artificial intelligence.
Dude. Basketball player?
Yeah.
Why did I have a son? Said I was born when I was young.
Is that Post?
You don't keep me going. I'm getting
when the ring I never won.
I don't think I've ever heard that song because I'm a Christian.
It's a very church. It's a very okay song.
Okay, Deadpool.
Ooh.
I had my eyes closed the whole time and you knew that.
Yeah, you did.
You were just leaning really close to me and we're like, okay, so we took out his, the Wolverine has his claws out right now.
Were you reading ahead on Plugged In, Focus on the Family?
Yeah.
And you were like, oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of being a Christian. We have a question, so everyone be quiet. Today marks episode 104. That's 104 weeks since we've started. That's 2 years.
I didn't get a cake.
2 years. Shh. There's no cake for this question. This is a very serious question. With everything that's happening in this world right now, with everything that's happening in the U.S., there's love, there's hate, there's turmoil, there's division, there's sickness, there's sadness, there's happiness, there's craziness. Today's question, I think, encompasses all of that. So today's question, sitting by a viewer. Should they be allowed to vote?
Golly, man.
Should they?
Yeah, I think we know what you're talking about.
Be allowed to vote.
Golly,
should we let?
I don't think we have any say in this because, you know, within the past 100 years we've allowed women to vote, and I feel like in this moment we should let ladies go first.
Okay.
Because I truly believe that we made the right decision in doing that. So
yeah. So Lily, should they be allowed to vote?
I don't know who they is.
Lily, you know the rules.
You know.
This is a yes or no, and I think you think you know. When we say they, everyone listening, they all have a specific group of people
mm-hmm.
in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're asking you, yes or no, should they be allowed to vote?
I don't know.
It's a yes or no, Lil. Just go with your gut. Go with your gut.
I believe that in...
Nope. Please stop. Yes or no. It's very simple. Just go with your gut. You don't need to explain it.
Yeah.
They should... Yes?
Yes. Stop. Oh.
We've been doing this for 2 years, and every week it just seems like I'm more and more shocked about who Lily is.
I'm not only scared for like what they could do. They could be take this show down if we allow this to continue. But people are going to leave.
When I refer to they, Lil, of course I'm talking about terrorists who want to hurt voters and hurt Americans and hurt children,
vulnerable children, Lily.
And you think that these terrorists who despise our democracy, despise the American people, despise voters?
Absolutely.
That they should be allowed to vote?
Dangerous terrorists.
Do you want them to vote in more terrorism?
More people that just say, hey, look at me. I'm a terrorist. Should I vote? And you're like, yeah, come on in.
Yeah.
Come on. Get right here in the little booth and press your little buttons.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Take your little pencil and fill in the little bubble.
You don't push buttons.
In some places, you do.
Well, guess what? You're pushing mine.
You're pushing this, and you're pushing mine. You're pushing the American people's button.
Lily supports terrorism, Josh. I don't know how much longer we can let this continue.
I don't know either.
Who'd you marry, it dude?
Makes me really upset.
I don't know. At this point, I don't know.
Josh wakes up in the morning. He looks at you, and he doesn't know who he's seeing.
I don't know who I'm seeing across this couch. Across this room on that couch. I don't know.
Who's to say?
Who's to say anymore?
Chill out.
No, I guess. I mean, if you heard it, I mean, if you're hearing me right, Andy.
Yes.
And Andrew and all the American people watching this right now.
Crystal clear.
I guess Lily wants democracy to fail and terrorists to just control everything because they have the right to vote, according to Lily. Ow! Welcome to the show!
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful
creatures. I said empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!
Ninjas are dead!
Josh, my heart hurts for our country because of Lily.
I know.
My heart hurts.
Dumb.
It hurts here. Here. If you were to say no, we were going to say veterans can't vote.
They fought for that right.
They literally fought for that right, Lil.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, welcome. 104, 2 years, baby.
2 years. Guys, we did not prepare. We don't have a cake. We don't have...
We kind of blew it this summer on preparedness for monumental...
Let them eat cake!
Why are we so tired? Why are we so lazy?
Is there a full moon?
Ooh, yeah, for the past 3 months?
There is a gap.
I think so. First time in history.
I'm saying like tonight.
Oh, I have
or
no idea.
Last night.
Do you believe in the full moon stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, because I know like teachers, it's a big stereotype, right?
Oh, it's a thing.
Yeah, I think it's
explain the science to me.
I don't understand it.
I don't know if there is a science. Gravitational pull, the water.
But I'm an Aquarius.
Shut up. Listen.
You said water, but I'm an Aquarius. So I should be fine.
Your body's what? Like, what percentage of water are you?
Same as a watermelon.
90%?
It's like 80, 75,
I think it's
like
70%, like the ocean is 70%.
Either way, think about what the moon does to the tides on the Earth.
Okay.
Right? What it does with the... You know? And think about your body.
I love going to the beach. It's the sound of the
Are you
going
to listen to what I'm saying?
I am listening to what you're saying, yes. So you're saying because it affects water, then we are mostly consist of water, that it would have to affect
us, right?
A
gravitational pool, yeah. So maybe like more pressure on your brain?
Yeah, maybe gravity is heavier and that makes us more ornery because it feels like we're wearing a heavy backpack.
Gravity!
I was waiting for her to finish so I could see it because she said, I was like, wants to bring me down.
The moon wants to bring me down.
So I just looked it up. It's 50 to 70% the human body is water. And I'm trying to understand how there is 20% variance in some people's bodies.
What's a
variance? Dehydration.
Like how different.
Oh.
Like you could be 50%. I could be 70%.
And he never drinks water. So he's probably like 30% water.
And you just had a kidney stone. The two of you were probably like.
Full of water.
Hey, good job.
You look at there's just Coke. it's Coke milk.
Yeah, I definitely believe in the full moon thing.
Interesting.
Because it affects me.
Is it in your head, though?
When is
no,
like a gazebo effect.
Typically, like I won't sleep good like I did last night, and then it's like, oh, it's a full moon.
The next is the 19th, so we're approaching one.
Yeah, we are.
I feel it.
But there is a...
I'm changing. Run, save yourself!
It's a full blue moon. That sounds special.
Oh, no.
It's a rare super blue.
Stop talking, I can't.
Oh, get out of here. I gotta get out of here.
What are we doing here?
I gotta get out of here.
Wait, if you're here and I'm there, who's flying the plane?
Speaking of moons, you hear all that stuff that's happened with Japan?
Nope.
Dude.
What's going on in Japan?
So they just had that, I think it was a 7.1 magnitude earthquake.
Yeah, you said that. That's crazy.
Which was last week. But now, if you look, there is four tropical storms going back to back to back to back hitting Japan. Like, boom, boom. Like, they're, like, literally following each other. And then
that's sus.
The Chinese, or not the Chinese, the Japanese, I don't know what you call them, earthquake people. That they study earthquakes. Yes,
Japanese earthquake
seismologists.
Yeah, Japanese earthquake people. That's their title.
He literally looks it up.
They are warning Japan of a megaquake.
No.
An imminent megaquake.
Dude, that's a nightmare.
Which is a 8 to 9 magnitude earthquake.
So is the conspiracy that these storms are being sent on purpose? Is Japan a threat if we ever went to war?
They're a pretty big ally.
Okay, they're an ally.
I mean, especially with China, right? Because they're like kind of like in the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that ocean called?
Indian.
No.
That's Pacific, isn't it?
Yeah.
Asian.
California and Japan.
What's that called?
Mm.
But then the Philippines are
South
getting.
South China Sea.
Oh, duh. That's a critical sea.
Deep in the South China Sea.
When did it flip? When did we become allies?
With Japan?
Yeah.
After World War II?
They're like...
They said, we saw, we...
Want to be friends?
You're allowed to. You have that right. You are lucky. But yeah, so that's happening. But yeah, they're huge allies, and they've been like very protective of Taiwan as well, because the U.S. is defending Taiwan.
Right.
So if anyone were to be... In the South China Sea, it would be Japan.
Oh, no. Sushi. Hibachi. Yes.
Yeah, we have one by the Walmart.
That is not very Hirigo.
What?
Hirigo. Super.
Okay, got it.
At least we talked about that on the Patreon episode that you're on.
Oh.
You know how Mario goes, Hirigo?
Oh, right. No,
it's a me.
Yeah, it's a me. Like,
it's a me.
Here we go.
You know how he goes, it's a me, a Mario?
Yeah.
It's a me is Japanese for super.
Oh.
So he's saying Super Mario. But people think he's saying, it's a me, because he's an Italian.
It's a me, a Mario.
But I'm thinking, like, was he ever, like, originally.
Japanese people cannot make puns.
What do you mean?
That's what do you huge mean? Generalization.
That's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, could have been both. Like, they could have been just making a play on.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it's like, become, like, iconic.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if you started out Italian. Like, why would they just make up these Italian?
If the Japanese guy started Italian?
What do you mean?
Like, he was Italian before he was, like, Japanese?
It was a Japanese creator, right?
Right, Nintendo.
Why would you make it an Italian guy? Like, and so maybe that's what I was thinking. I didn't know if, like, it was purposely made Italian, or is that something just pop culture? just ran with.
Dude, they'll grab random things from Western culture. Like, I saw a thing on Instagram yesterday where apparently Japan has this massive following for Anne of Green Gables.
What?
All things. Yeah, it's a true story.
That's crazy.
So it came out, it became like a representation of Western culture to them, and they love the story of like a girl who figured out how to make it. And so literally that area where, you know, it's supposedly filmed is like, Japan is one of the highest like industries of tourism to that area. They even have like comic books in like anime style.
Oh, duh.
For Anne of Green Gables.
What?
But they'll grab random things like that and mean something deep to them. But
now, was that a movie or a book?
All of the above.
Anne of Green Gables?
I don't know anything about them. It's familiar to me sounding.
I don't know anything about him.
I don't know. Like, I don't know the dude. Listen, I told you, officer, I don't know the guy.
Anne?
I've met a guy named Anne. D.
Oh. Well, that's scary for Japan.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Have there been any deep sea fish popping up?
Not that I know of.
Doomsday fish?
Or fish.
Or fish.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of weird things happening in this world, too, don't know the credibility of this one.
I'll cut that out.
But have you seen that people are calling it the portal in Chattanooga, Tennessee?
No, but let's go.
We're going in January.
Look at this.
Portal to where?
No one knows. No
one. Don't ask. No one knows these things. All right.
All right. Look at this. Actually, let me just send it to you guys.
Yeah.
That'd be easier. It's so weird.
I'm going to send a video as well, but don't open it until I talk about it.
Well, you can just wait.
I'm just saying it's going to be sent because it's a big video and I don't want to.
All right, tell me when you guys get it.
I get it.
I got it.
All right, ready?
No.
There's no sound, but
okay.
Yep.
Set, go. I guess there's music. But
what in the world?
What the heck?
Wait for it. Wait for it.
What the heck? What the heck?
What is this?
I don't know.
Why haven't we seen this before? Oh, it just happened.
Yeah.
On the 10th of August. Oh, my gosh, dude.
I don't know why they're doing like 10. I think they're doing it out of pictures. Like, so it would be like, that's the 11th picture out of 20 pictures.
Yeah.
Is that not wild?
That's super like, strange.
What is that?
There's got to be something. Yeah, man. That's like.
But how it starts off of like, oh, yeah, dude, it gets crazier.
Dude, that is scary.
Like, what on earth could that be from?
Somebody saying was Lionsgate.
For the listeners, there's like a ring of the movie light.
Production company?
Kind of looks like fire, like sunset colors.
Yeah, it starts off as like a black smoke ring, and then it goes higher up, and then it turns to like a fire ring. And then it just transforms from that.
Just Gandalf blown smoke rings.
So what's up with that?
Josh, hey, you should have Googled it because apparently this is a can of worms. It's called, okay, that Forbes just put out an article said, a psychologist explains how the Lionsgate portal can benefit you. It's called the Lionsgate portal.
What? Okay,
and
explain.
It kicks off with, research has confirmed time and again that the gaps between psychological science and spirituality are wide. While one uses treatment modalities developed through scientific rigor and other banks on faith, belief, and optimism. Paradoxically, however, psychological healing often intersects with spirituality in the realm of practice. Hold on, I should read it first.
So far, they've just said you can think something's real and it's not, but it can affect you.
Yeah. Anyway.
They're saying that's what it is, though? Because there's literally pictures
of it. That's so funny that like to be just like, listen, it's nothing, but if you think it's something and it does something inside of you and changes you in a weird way, sure, that's fine too. Like that's just like it would just dismiss
like,
it.
It's like that Johnny Depp scene. If you don't want it, give it back. The jar of dirt.
Yeah.
I don't know what the spiritual where like it's derived from, but it says okay, so apparently it opened did they say it's August 8th?
10th, it said.
Spiritual That's practitioners claim the 8th of August to be the day the universe supposedly opens a cosmic gateway known as the Lionsgate Portal.
What? How is the first time we've ever heard of it?
I don't know.
I think maybe they're trying to draw a parallel that's not confirmed between that thing and this.
That's super strange.
3 days ago. Hold on. Yeah, I think it was the 10th. That's weird. That's weird.
Very strange.
It has something to do, like they're saying, with astrology.
I told you I was an Aquarius.
You did. Maybe that portal's why I didn't sleep good last night.
Probably.
It was calling towards to me. Calling yeah. me? Calling towards. Me towards it.
Yeah, into it.
Yeah.
We're going to Chattanooga in January, so let's just go seek it out.
Me, and you'll be in the fourth dimension forever.
You cannot
escape. You are trapped forever.
No, this is spooky. I don't think this is that.
I don't think this is that.
I don't think this is that. I don't think this is that. I don't think this is that.
I don't think this is that.
Everybody's like, I live there. I didn't see it. Is this true?
It's like it's in a forest. Like, of course, maybe not everyone is going to go see it.
Yeah.
It's in a forest.
Guys, you can't see things in forests. Very pretty, though. Very pretty.
Speaking of pretty.
Yeah.
I have a very funny story. You are pretty.
Thanks, you are too.
So you know like the old gestures of the medieval times?
Okay.
The Joker. The Joker.
Gestures, yeah. I thought you meant like the gestures. Like
that's no, what I
gestures,
heard also.
Gestures.
Yes.
There's this guy, his name was Tribule, right? And he was the jester for King Francis the I. And he made this joke to where, so jester, like they could make fun of pretty much anyone, right? And like they would get away with it. But what he did is he went up and he slapped the king on the butt.
Uh-oh.
And the king was so insulted. He said, you better come up with a more, what do you say? You better come up with a joke of why you did that or I'm going to kill you. And he says, I'm sorry, Your Highness. I thought it was your wife that I was slapping.
Oh.
And apparently the queen was completely off limits to make fun of.
Uh-huh.
And the king's like, you are going to be executed.
Oh my goodness.
He says, but I will allow the way of which you want to be executed. And quickly he said, I choose to die by old age. And so he did. Like he was allowed to die from old age.
That's great.
That's
I thought
smart.
It was so funny.
That's hilarious.
What a smart guy.
Yeah, dude. Quick on your feet.
Yeah.
That'll kill you. Being funny will kill you.
Hey. It will.
Give me the death penalty, Your Honor.
Yeah, dude, there's a lot of crazy stuff happening in the world right now.
Yeah, so Ukraine step. Did you see the our robot dogs that they sent over?
In Ukraine?
No. Ukraine, no. Dude, Ukraine sent 30 robot dogs on the edge of, on their front lines, on the border of
like
Russia.
Like with the guns and stuff?
Yes, dude. And someone showed a video of it. How fast is 15 kilometers? Is that like 30 miles an hour? It's like kind of like,
we'll call
it's
it
almost
that.
Like, it's almost double or something like that.
No.
But that's how fast they
look it up.
It's 1.2, isn't it?
15K. 5K is 3 miles.
You better be right because you were pretty
Nine
confident.
9 miles an hour.
15 kilometers 10. Per hour is origin?
Close to 10.
Yeah.
Is what?
2 miles per hour.
2 mph.
Yes.
Only two?
Hold on.
There's no way.
Okay, you're.
Really it's one. Okay, listen. We're in the middle.
What is it?
1.6.
That's 1.6 miles per hour?
No.
Nope.
Lily.
Wait, I don't know.
What are you talking about? That's a walk. 6.
That's 24 miles an hour.
Thank you. 24. So they put them on their lines, but they showed the videos, and they're just these little tiny. What?
No, it's not.
It's 9.3.
15 kilometers an hour?
Yeah.
You said a kilometer is 1.6 miles. Okay.
It's not.
It doesn't. Whatever.
It doesn't.
19 miles an hour.
They got robot dogs that run real fast.
It's pretty slow.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You can outrun that robot dog.
That's really fast.
Nine?
A robot.
19.
It's not. No, it's 9.
Okay, we're getting caught up on the wrong.
It really doesn't matter. It's not the thing. Like, it's just the fact
robot
that
robot dogs are killing people.
A robot dog is chasing you down.
I promise
it
you.
It doesn't get tired, Andrew. I don't care what you say. You get close to it, it blows you up.
It has guns on it, and it's a robot.
It's terrifying.
It doesn't matter if you can outrun it. You go,
yeah, it's terrifying. That's all I'm saying. Jeez, it's just some news.
I agree. It is scary.
Ukraine stepped foot into Russia territory now that, like, literally Putin said, like, hey, if you do this, it's nuclear war. And then they did that. So it's like, what's happening?
That's like sibling stuff. They're like, I didn't touch you. The dog did.
Yeah, yeah. It's insane.
Technically, I didn't step foot.
That's scary.
Get those dogs off my turf.
I don't think Russia's doing anything about it because you hear how their economy is like crashing.
Really?
Now they're ruble, right? So like their dollar.
Uh-huh.
It's equivalent to less than a U.S. penny.
Oh, no.
It's like 0.007 cents.
So they're just in a trade system now, basically?
They're what?
Like a trade system?
It's just like their economy's crashing. So like their dollar's worthless because of all the tariffs and all the companies pulling out and funding the war. It's a mess over there.
And that's confusing, too, because it's like, okay, so if you do that, it's nuclear war. But then it's like, but don't you want what we got over here? So you're just going to blow up what you want?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a territory war.
It would be suicide for them to do nuclear war because it's just like they don't have the basis of rebuilding their economy if they start World War III. Like, that will put them under, right?
Yeah.
And then China's not doing so hot right now.
Why?
Just there's like crazy, crazy flooding over there. Like, thousands of people are dying and losing their homes because of like insane amount of flooding.
Interesting.
It's crazy. All this crazy stuff is happening.
And guess what? I'm taking a trip in December.
Where?
Because I just got word this morning that North Korea is allowing foreigners to come visit and tour now.
Like U.S. foreigners?
Yeah.
So don't go.
So I think that'd be a great opportunity for the podcast if we all went.
I would go.
Okay. It's a date. Going to North Korea.
You know, instantly when we land, they would arrest us.
Yeah. Dude, what's interesting is we always talk about how that, like, bankers, Bilderberg bankers and like that whole sort of thing, but then also weather control. And the two things that you just mentioned are a crippled economy and weather taking out two major world powers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just saying.
But who's doing it? It's not the U.S.
I mean, it could be.
I think it could be. I think it is what we talked about, like the globalist government.
But America being on top, America would benefit a lot of the people.
Yes.
Like, so like if that is the case, we probably definitely have a huge hand in it.
Yeah. Right? Who knows?
Or at least people like citizens with a lot of stake in the globe's economy and ours.
Yeah. I was also looking up like updates on the red heifers and stuff in Israel.
Speaking of steak.
Yeah, speaking of steak. That was good.
Nice, dude.
Dang it.
That was good. There's not a lot of updates, but...
Yeah, because a lot of people have been asking, like, hey, mention the red heifers again.
Yeah, but, I mean, things are getting serious. I saw this, I don't know how old the video was, but, like, I watched this whole video of the temple committee within Israel. And every day they're practicing the ceremonies and stuff for the temple. So they have like one guy that makes all the garments and stuff for the priests. They have the Levite choir practicing. They have all the instruments ready. Like, so they're just waiting for basically the go ahead to rebuild the third temple.
But what is that? What is the go ahead?
That's that Dome of the Rock and the mosque up on top of the, Temple Mount is gone.
So waiting for some prophecies to be fulfilled first, but everything is ready. We were literally talking about this at youth group last night because one of our kids watches the pod, and he was watching a YouTube video about Israel and all about, like, he didn't understand, like, why are they building this temple? What are they waiting for and all this stuff? And it's like, it's hard to explain because it's just such a complicated situation, but it's getting closer and closer.
And I didn't know when I was doing research on it yesterday, Jewish people are not allowed to go up onto the Temple Mount and pray. They only have the Wailing Wall that they can pray.
Yeah.
But it's, I think, technically illegal for the Jewish people to go up on the Temple Mount to pray. It's what they do is Jewish people are allowed to go up there, but they have to enter through this like one gate, and they go up there and they're able to walk, but someone said that even if they like see like them moving their lips, like they're kicked off or arrested.
Yeah, interesting.
But this was as of today, which is a week ago. So when this comes out a week ago, there's all these, it was like, I forget the holiday that they celebrate that they have in Israel. It's a day of mourning. So mourning the loss of the temple and like all the terrible things that have happened to the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. But a ton of Jewish people went up onto the Temple Mount and they're like face down, like praying and stuff. And so like
they get in trouble.
No. Like the guards were just like,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know. And which is huge. I mean, they have not been able to do that. I think last I saw was like during the Ottoman Empire.
Oh my gosh.
Like the Ottoman Empire are the ones that made it like if you're Jewish, you're not allowed to go up onto the Temple Mount.
Yeah.
So it's been hundreds of years since they've been able to like fully get on their faces and pray on the Temple Mount.
That's crazy.
Like that's pretty significant.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Man.
But they're even doing like mock sacrifices right now. So like I saw this picture of, it's kind of funny how they're doing it, but like they have like the altar and they're just training the priests on how the sacrifice ritual goes.
Yeah.
But they have a cardboard cutout of the cow, of the red heifer. But I mean, they're actively preparing to do it.
Yeah.
So
they're going to be ready.
Yeah.
So, wow. So the sequence of events will go like once they have this signal or whatever, are they going to go and destroy the Dome of the Rock?
I have no idea.
Because that is,
I think you could speculate that if they're, maybe they're hoping that something comes in and destroys it, or God himself comes and destroys it, you know?
Yeah, or like the war progresses to whatever.
Yeah, but I don't think they could get to the point to where they, the state of Israel, destroys it.
Right.
Because then it's like
politically, oh, that yeah. would politically, be such yeah. a gnarly move.
Yeah, because you have a lot of Muslim people living in Israel, you right. know, so like you can't just do that.
Yeah.
So it would have to be, quote unquote, an act of God to destroy it. But it's interesting.
Man.
Now, what's the history on the Wailing Wall? Do you know?
It's just the wall of the Temple Mount.
Okay.
I don't know too much of the history, but I know that that is what the Ottoman Empire said. If you want to pray on the Temple Mount, you're allowed to pray against the wall.
Got it.
But you can't go up onto it.
Strange.
Yeah.
That is so much. That's like that's just such a crazy life. Like just how different things are over there. Like just mm-hmm. the different belief systems and the so much rich history.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I would like to go one day.
Oh man, that'd be so cool. Because you want to get that tattoo shop, right? The oldest tattoo shop in the world.
Yeah.
Is that right there in Israel?
That'd be Jerusalem? So cool.
Yeah, dude.
But maybe one day, hopefully. The way things are progressing, probably not.
Yeah.
Hey, if we can go to North Korea, we can go to Israel.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on.
But yeah, crazy times, crazy measures.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I've always said.
And you've always said that, Josh, ever since I met you, man.
And what I've also always have said is always, that we have an ad. Don't go anywhere.
You have always fed that.
Always said.
Shut up.
Ladies and gentlemen, this just in, I can't believe it, Sunday Cool has a brand new fleecewear line.
Oh.
This is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, folks, you got to go to sundaycool.com/apparel to check out all of our new stuff because we have a new color over here. It's called sand.
And fern green.
Wow, those are such beautiful neutral colors. They'll go with anything.
Very hip, very cool, very neat, very soft, very comfortable, very warm.
Absolutely. These come in crew necks, they come in long sleeves, and they come in hoodies.
So make sure to go to sundaycool.com and start your custom order on our brand new fleece today.
Today!
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 Ah, dang.
What good energy. What good fun!
Those stupid.
Whatever.
Stop, dude. Stop it.
Go. Wasn't that ad?
Dude, had a blast during that ad. I don't think I've had that much fun during an ad before.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Our energies all were great.
I get that.
We're phenomenal.
Yeah.
We were on point.
Yeah.
We were in the pocket.
In the pocket, baby. question corner
with Lily, where the questions are fresh on her mind.
Okay. If you're in trouble and you had to flee the country, where is the first place you would go, but where would everybody else look for you?
I don't know if I want to reveal that.
Good question.
You just have to change it again later.
out of this country.
Can you fly anywhere?
Yeah.
Like you're not having to like sneak?
Let's say you have 24 hours to dip. So you can go home and you can pack and prepare.
Wait, we should answer where we think everyone would go first.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do me first. Where do you think I go? To get away, to hide, where would I go?
Either Kansas.
Okay.
Or Bali.
I was going to say Bali, but I don't think you can get to Bali in 24 hours. I think it's over 30.
No. You have to be one on the location plane in 24 hours. Once you're okay. Flying, you're golden.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going Bali then for him too.
What is it?
I would assume people would think I'd either go to Bali because I talked about it so much.
Yeah.
But it's like an island, so it's like you would find me. So I would not go there. But Joplin or Kansas, that makes sense. I probably would do Montana.
Mm. Thought it had to be out of country.
It doesn't have to. Oh, yeah, it says you flee the country.
Okay. Oh. All right.
But, yeah. Okay, but let's open it up.
Montana only because I think you would have a chance if you, like, to live in the woods to do something. Like, it would be very hard.
You think you could rough it and survive?
Yeah.
I think so.
Very much so.
I think you could.
Very much so. I don't. The low opinion you have of me, Lily, is insane.
I'm just saying it's not like you can run to the store and get your Dr. Pepper.
I wouldn't be able to.
No.
Never mind.
You're living on the edge.
I'm not drinking Dr. Pepper out in the woods if I'm trying to flee the country.
Yeah, you're running for your life. Andrew, the obvious would be Hawaii, but I think a better answer would be the Philippines.
Mm, your roots.
Yeah.
I would pick, oh man, for you in the country, I'd probably Canada, somewhere in Canada. There's a lot of woods.
There's no surf.
You're a French Canadian. Makes sense.
He can't part from the surf.
There's surf.
He could. He could get behind a boat, get dragged on a lake or something. Big beach.
Where do you think I'd go?
If I had a map in front of me and I'm like pointing it, I'm like, here's all the possibilities. I'd probably say Hawaii or New Zealand.
So I think I'd probably stay in the state.
Why? What are you guys doing that for?
I wouldn't.
I mean, I grew up in the military community, so I feel like I have enough connections in the state.
Oh, yes, sir!
But they've all turned on you at this point. You're a fugitive.
Yeah, they're committing treason if they help you.
If they turned on me, they're turning with me.
He's got blackmail, he says.
So where domestically?
Domestically would be here.
No, I know, but where in America? You're staying here?
In Florida, he says.
I'd go home. My family.
My first thought was Panhandle.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah.
All right.
Lily, you're going to Ireland.
Is where you think I would be going?
Yeah.
Like, legitimately, yeah. I think everyone assumes St. Augustine. You just, like, marry some old...
Just barricaded.
Widower or something like that, start a new life.
Someone.
Yeah,
because she's starting a new life. She's got to blend in.
No.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm not marrying anyone.
Sorry, bud.
I'm not marrying anyone else.
Why would you're making them upset. Why would you do that?
I'm never doing that ever.
It's okay, Josh.
Where are you going?
I don't think you guys would look for me in Asia. It depends on what my...
We wouldn't have to.
Like a hello?
Konnichiwa! You're in India. What do you do?
Hi! Oh my gosh.
Who is this white girl?
Where in Asia would you go?
I don't know.
That's so much.
I don't know. Maybe I would go to Europe.
I think if...
You would blend in Ireland.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's what I was thinking.
Until she faked an accent. The ring and Flagenbergen.
Yeah, I guess. But I feel like you guys would look for me there.
You'd have to live amongst the sheep. Blend in for a while. Become one of them.
I would actually love that.
Become a sheep.
Yeah. Gun to my head, I would actually probably move back to Morocco. Like, because I'm familiar with the area. Like, we lived there for a while. So, like, I know, like, the area enough.
Yeah.
And it's just such a big place. I feel like that'd be an easy one. Dude, I just get really tan, keep growing out my beard.
Yeah, you'd fit in.
Yeah.
I envy that. Like watching a James Bond movie and he goes anywhere and he like instantly knows like where to go, how to speak. I'd show up anywhere and have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what's interesting is that apparently there's a part of the UK, and I forget who I was talking to about this, but it's so like the southernmost point of England has like beaches and palm trees and stuff.
Yeah.
That's where
I've heard that.
I'm familiar with beaches and palm trees.
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right, my turn.
Okay.
Okay. Where are you going? I think you would.
Norway.
Oh, people would think you're in. I think you would go. I think you would consider Montana or Michigan.
No, he wouldn't stay domestic.
Mm-mm. I know, but if you had to go, if you had to go in the country, people would assume, I think, Montana or Michigan. But out of this country, I think you would do. You have it in mind? You know what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez.
I guarantee you're not going to get it, which means
China?
No one would get it. No.
No, he would not go to China.
I would go to China. I'm familiar with China.
Yeah, but it's crazy town right now.
You're looking for your old buddy in Korea.
Jihan? No, not doing that.
Hippie. Give us a hint. People would assume Irish, Ireland,
southern,
or Scotland.
Southern Hemisphere.
Southern Hemisphere? Antarctica?
No.
With a shovel?
Would you go to like Chile?
I would go to Patagonia.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chile.
Patagonia is a region.
I know, in Chile.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude,
I saw...
Also, in the States, I would go to North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why there?
Familiar with it.
Yeah, true.
Montana gets cold. It's rough there.
Cold.
I would befriend a bear, and I would hibernate with that bear.
See that kid that fought off a bear with a shovel?
No.
It was like this big brown bear was like went into like their picnic area while they were camping.
Uh-huh.
He took the shovel. He's like, get out of here. And the bear lunged after him and goes, thunk. And the bear's like, ah.
No.
Oh, you're crazy.
Dude, I love that one video of that the black bear that goes in the back porch.
Dude, with the dog?
That goes after the dogs. And that guy's literally just it's like a 60-year-old man in his underwear. Starts attacking the bear, just yelling at it, and it runs off. I'm like, that's Florida man right there. That's perfect.
It's like, I hope that would be my reaction, but you never know until you're in that situation. Yeah.
Do you remember in Austin Powers when it's the last one, Goldmember, and they find out that Austin and Dr. Evil were brothers?
Yeah.
And he's like, my mother was a child with webbed feet in Bruges. And the car fire, and they're both in the car.
Yeah.
What did that have to do with anything?
I was thinking maybe I'd go to Belgium.
Oh. I think I would do better in Ireland or Scotland, though. That's, I feel like if you go to like where your ancestors are, there's like some sort of frequency.
You think?
That you just thrive better.
Yeah, heritage, a recognition. Hey, dude, I think we need like a reset. Should we just go like this weekend?
Should people go back to where they came from?
Yeah.
Should we just go like right now? Can we go get on a flight?
Yeah, sure.
Come on, do it.
To your point, though, that's like a real thing. My wife has some health stuff we're working through, and she's going to that acupuncturist, and she did the diet thing. And literally, I don't remember if I've talked about this on the pod, but I was talking to her. She was like, yeah, you need a bunch of like fish, and like fish and rice is a great diet for how I'm wired. And she was telling my wife she needs like bland meat and potatoes.
The old British diet.
Yeah. What is Paige's heritage?
She is British, has some German, but like primarily like England, and then like Southern. Like they've been here forever.
Was I born like in a chocolate factory or something? Is that why I like crave all this fattening stuff?
Charlie? Yeah, Paige looks just like Keira Knightley, so that makes sense.
She will love you for saying that.
I've told her that before.
She's looks pretty.
Just like her.
In the right lighting, I look like Keira Knightley as well. So
that is true.
If you shave the beard. Yeah.
Yeah, and if I moved out to Montana in the woods, I would shave my beard, and they would just find this fat, bald baby. <They'd be> like, leave him alone.
That's what my...
Just give him some sugar.
My brain was thinking, like, where could you go and people wouldn't, like, you wouldn't stick out. Like, I could go to Mexico and it'd be hard to peg me immediately until I spoke.
Yeah, that's true. All right, give us a beat. Do you have
he's a story, right?
You have a story.
Oh, yeah, we have to change the lyrics.
Story. It started as a reel, but I have a story based on a reel.
Okay.
All right.
Yo, Andrew's got a reel.
He's got a story.
Yeah. He's going to show us and tell us.
Right.
Now.
Yes.
Now. Yes.
Nailed it, dude.
Okay.
That was actually really good.
The best one.
So I sent you guys the reel just so you can see the guy's face. But this is a story from the Titanic. It's one of the coolest stories I've ever heard from the Titanic. This guy, John Harper, 39 years old. He's on his way to the U.S. to go to the Moody Church. I think it became Moody Bible Institute. But anyways, he's crossing on the Titanic for that reason. He's with his daughter and his sister. You know, the story goes, the Titanic gets hit, begins to sink, and it's a free-for-all. And we believe, right, that as Christians, your eternity is secure. But in those situations, it's often like, you know, that doesn't become the perspective. Mm-hmm. So apparently everyone's rushing to lifeboats, you know, looking after themselves. And he literally, instead of looking for things to preserve himself or his family, he began going person to person, making sure that they knew what their eternity was. And this all sounds like a, you know, whatever story, like, could have been fabricated. But I promise it really happened. This is what he does. He's going person to person, eventually it sinks. He ends up with a life jacket and he's sinking in the water. It's cold. And he looks at someone who's grabbing onto like some floating debris, and he, like, the debris isn't enough to support the guy's weight. And he goes over to him. He's like, do you know who Jesus is? Is your eternity secure? And the guy says, no. He hands him the life jacket. And then literally a few moments later, he freezes and sinks.
Whoa.
The story came to light when the man who was saved was at a survivor's meeting from the Titanic, and he said, I was the last convert that he ever evangelized.
Whoa.
But literally, he made sure his family was good, and then he went person to person to person, and then, like, legit gave his life.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Isn't that
literally
nuts?
Gave me goosebumps. Dude, that's really...
They need to make a movie on that.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's the guy, John Harper. Look at that photo.
We're just focused on Jack, who was a little crazy boy.
He was in love.
Yeah.
He was young and in love.
Wait, so you want me to play it?
No. Just looking at his photo, putting a face to the story.
Yeah, that's cool. Really cool.
Where was it sent?
IG, my bad.
No, it's okay. I have it. Don't worry.
Dude, imagine getting to heaven and, like, that's the last thing you did.
Yeah.
Be like, I mean.
Yeah.
But like, he was there with his daughter.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, putting Jane and Ada in a lifeboat and then being like, I've got to go see the lost saved.
Golly. And the unsaved.
Heavy.
Wow. What a guy.
That's hardcore.
Thanks, Johnny.
Can't believe I've never heard that story.
Johnny Hoppe. Oh.
That's crazy.
That's pretty dope.
There's that opposite story of him where it was that, was he the chef or something? And he got so drunk that he, like, was able to survive in the water because his, like, he was basically so drunk, like, with drinking, like, whiskey and stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And it kept him warm or something?
Yeah, it just kept him alive in the cold water. Dang. And he lived. He,
like, pickled himself.
Yeah.
Dang. That's crazy.
The complete inverse of that story.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
I'm going to survive this. It kills me.
Forget life vests. Just pack some bourbon.
Do we want to watch your reel?
You can if you want. This is, it's kind of not like a, no, it's not a happy story, but it is a conspiracy / cover-up story.
Ooh,
so this happened in 1996. This is in China, and they're setting off a satellite rocket, right? And there's six people on board. So this is kind of like comparable to like what our Challenger was. Like, this is a absolutely horrible thing that happened. Cause if you can, you could press play on the video.
All right, ready?
And you can have the volume up, Josh.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
This is February 15th, 1996. So immediately it just starts turning.
Uh-oh.
Gets sent up. And
it's on fire.
Starts going almost directly down.
Oh.
And then lands not too far away. If you listen really close, crank it up. Listen for the boom, and you're going to hear glass shattering. This is miles away.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare's Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples.
When you take out a qualifying product, you compare the market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
You hear that glass?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened? There was some type of technical issue and it went down. Six people were on board, and the official thing, this is in the middle of the night, this is like at 2 or 3 in the morning. Officially, the radio says there was 4 people, 6 people killed. Then the actual people that run the space program say there were no deaths whatsoever.
Okay.
So there's already kind of a weird thing. The only reason that video exists is because there were some Americans nearby who were recording it. To be known, this is the only video that's ever been shown of this rocket. And the only thing, there is one angle from a villager seeing it coming like pass by and hit really close near his home. But the thing is, their official stance is that no more than six people died, right? The Americans get up, and when morning hits, they drive to where the site was. And it's this huge village.
Dude.
Apparently, there was over 1,000 people who lived in this village, and it had hit directly into this village.
Oh, no.
But when they got there, everyone had been evacuated. Everything. The Chinese officials were there, trucks, dump trucks, all these things, very quickly removing all of the carnage and everything like that. But there's videos of people who live in that village, who previously lived in that village, and it's just gone. And the Chinese government still to this day has not said anything about it. You look up on Wikipedia, it says at least six people died. Where scientists have gone back and they've kind of like restructured everything and kind of thought about, okay, what really would this have done? And they're saying 500, if not 1,000 people could have died
almost immediately.
But the Chinese government, that's the only video on the whole thing. You search it on Wikipedia, there's no information about the village, about the people that were there. But you go there now, it's completely flattened. It's now grass, all the buildings, all the apartment buildings, hospitals, and everything like that. But there's a 20-minute video on YouTube where people, the Americans, are going inside all of these buildings and all these rooms that are completely empty.
Oh, my gosh.
Like people were just there. But it makes you wonder, like, and they said before the rocket landed, they evacuated everybody. But it's like, you saw how, like, there's no possible way.
It's like a minute and a half.
There's no possible way.
Not even a minute and a half.
So it's not, and it's just a crazy conspiracy. Like, that they're just covering it up, that there's no actual.
I wonder if it had to do something. This is just, I don't know anything about anything. But like the Geneva Convention, like if that would be like a.
Yeah.
With their space program, one, if there's protocols with that. So like if something terrible like that happens to
you're done.
A village, like your space program is probably going to get shut down.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a lot of what they're saying. And so it's just, I learned that from one of my new YouTube channels called, and his name's Nick Crawley or something. It's just a lot of crazy stuff. But that was one thing I'm like, oh, we got to mention that, because that's,
yeah,
China that's just important. Being weird again, man. Like,
you know,
being weird. Don't be doing that.
I'm sorry to do this, but I do have to pee again.
Have fun.
So talk about something, because when I come back,
good.
I have something crazy.
I have a topic that you're probably not going to want to talk about.
Okay.
Okay. The Golden Bachelorette. It's happening this fall. Jones coming back. Yeah. And have you seen all the contestants?
No.
It's hilarious. It's just like, it's just going to be a great season.
I'm so excited.
So
goofy old men. It's a bunch of goofy old men.
Yeah. Pickleball, baby. Once again, bringing it all back.
Who's Joan? She's the blonde.
The one that you said that looks like Debbie.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So excited. She's back. It's going to be great. Right, Andrew?
Yep.
You're going to watch it.
I'm just fixated on you loving goofy old men.
I do.
Makes sense.
St. Augustine.
Are you guys seeing all the stuff with Blake Lively?
Dude.
What's going on with that? I've just seen that she's in hot water.
Okay. So it's nuts. Do you want to explain it?
Sure. I'm new to it, so fill in any gaps I don't have. But
yeah. And if my wife is watching, I'm sorry I zoned you out while you were telling me about it.
I do like Blake Lively, but I guess so. That new movie, it's a book by Colleen Hoover. It's called It Ends With Us.
Yeah.
And I guess I haven't read it yet. I think I've read a couple things by Colleen Hoover, but never this one. But it deals with a lot of issues around domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from my personal take from their advertising and PR of this movie that it looks like a rom-com, you know? And like all the girlies are going and they're trying to turn it into some kind of like... I don't know.
Barbenheimer.
Barbenheimer, yeah, kind of thing.
It's Deadpool Wolverine,
yeah,
and it ends with us. And go see it, you know?
Yeah, get your girlies and come watch
gowns,
this.
Flowers. She's like, just come ready.
I know. And then, but she's like not acknowledging the fact that it deals with some really like heavy topics and stuff.
It's
and,
like all about domestic violence and abuse, yeah.
Did you see the interview where the guy was like, you know, if you have a fan that is able to approach, you know, when you meet somebody famous, you often don't have a lot of time to interact with that individual. But how are you going to interact with those people who maybe identify with your character who is going under domestic violence? And she said, what do you want me to share my location? What do you want me to give them my social security number?
Yeah.
Like super hostile. When she could have been like, oh, you know, whatever, you know, or like talked
something
about
positive.
Like a hotline.
Yeah.
Something positive and uplifting. And what's interesting is, I guess the director, so she like co-produced it with somebody who like originally bought the rights to the movie and stuff like that. And when he approached Blake Lively, was like, hey, do you want to come be in this movie? She's like, only if I can co-produce it with you. He was very much so wanting to stick to the book and make it about like, you know, it's
that's the Maldoni guy.
Anywho, apparently there are two different endings. There's an alternate ending that he filmed and produced. But they ended up going with Blake's version or something like that. And Colleen Hoover has had like virtually no say in the production of this movie, which is so bizarre.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know how they can do that.
Well, I thought when you said Blake Lively, I thought you were talking about that interview that went viral recently.
No, what?
Oh, snap. Did you see it?
With
it's the just
video it, message it, from Ryan Reynolds?
No, no. So I always thought like, you know, like they always saw them in a really good light. But man, I just saw like it was just a different version of her that like I don't think a lot of people have seen. But it's going viral right now where it's 2016. She's doing a Woody Allen movie with another female actress. They sit down with a female interviewer, and 2 weeks prior to this video, I mean this interview, Blake Lively announces she's pregnant, and everyone's super excited, and everything is very, very early. And the female interviewer, being super nice, she's like, "And congratulations on your little baby bump, your little bump." And then Blake Lively instantly looks her up and down and says, "Congrats on your little bump." Instantly, and then they make jokes, and then they like the Blake Lively and her female friend literally just start talking to her like mean girl style, and then the person this is like a period piece, I think, the Woody Allen movie, like, so it's like very crazy wardrobes and stuff like that. And then the question the interviewer asks is like, so it was like obviously great costumes and everything like that, did you guys enjoy dressing up in those clothes? And she says, I think it'd be really interesting if you guys would ever ask this to a guy. I wonder if they would ever ask this about a guy. And the interviewer's like, I would. And then they instantly start like, it's like full-on Mean Girl vibes. Weird. But it's super crazy. But it's like, this isn't the first time Blake Lively's kind of like screwed up press interviews and stuff.
I know. I'm disappointed because I like a lot of what she stands for, including like, she's very outspoken about like child abuse and like obviously anti-child abuse. And child sex trafficking and stuff like that. But to see this whole thing is like really bizarre because why wouldn't you
it's a PR mess for sure.
Yeah,
like, it's just
for
like
sure.
You should be trained for this. Like it's you should like, know how to.
Yeah, it's like because Ryan was also involved in the movie, I guess. Like he wrote some scenes for It Ends With Us, which is crazy. But maybe he got caught up in the whole promotion of Deadpool that he's like, okay, let's promote this in the same way like what you said, the Barbenheimer kind of move. But this it's not appropriate for this kind of film.
No, it's not a happy-go-lucky film.
Yeah. Anyway.
You guys sound like some Gossip Girls.
Watch it.
Speaking of Gossip Girls.
Tell me about it.
You ready for this?
Please.
So we've talked a lot about giants and the fallen angels, the watchers, and how there's been so much within history of the Greeks and the Sumerians and all these cultures having these demigods, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people have speculated that these demigods were in fact real, but they were actually the Nephilim race or the Watchers themselves. Have you ever heard of the story, the Epic of Gilgamesh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's familiar.
Very familiar name, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know a lot about it. I've heard the name before. I started looking into that. So Gilgamesh is, the story was written 2000 BC. And it was discovered not very long ago, like I think it was the late 1800s, early 1900s, but that's where they found like the Sumerians, the like the Sanskrit and stuff, and they're saying like this is the oldest civilization. But Gilgamesh, the story was about this king named Gilgamesh, who was the king of Uruk.
Okay.
And that was like the first city in Sumer, which is Sumerian, right? Mm-hmm. Mesopotamia. In that whole region, you know, that's like where the Tower of Babel and stuff were built. But this Gilgamesh guy, the story talks about how he was 2/3 god and 1/3 man. And the claim was that he was 17 feet tall.
Oh, man.
And he was this brutal king, like just mean, like a tyrant.
Yeah.
And the god Anuk sent this other man that they created this other man that matched Gilgamesh in every way. And his name was Enkidu.
And the description of Enkidu is, he was a wild man created by the god, Anu, which is like the Anunnaki.
Okay.
Fallen angels.
Yeah.
Who is described as strong, fast, and intelligent, but more animal than human.
Oh, no.
He has shaggy hair, clothes himself with animal skins, and lives like a wild creature with no contact with other humans. And so he was basically sent to correct Gilgamesh and like fight him, but then they end up becoming buddies. This is the whole epic of Gilgamesh.
Like they become. Why are we fighting?
Yeah, they
we love
friends.
Each other. Look at you. You look like me.
And they go on these conquests to get back at the Watchers.
Wow.
Or the Anunnaki. And Enkidu ends up dying. And then Gilgamesh, apparently the story goes that he went down into the underworld to save him, but ends up dying himself.
Mm. Oh, that's real bro.
Yeah.
Bro
well, friendship. They're probably Nephilim.
Oh.
But a lot of people have speculated that the Epic of Gilgamesh is actually an epic written about King Nimrod.
No way.
Interesting. Yeah,
which people theorize that Nimrod himself was a descendant from the fallen angels, like a Nephilim himself. Okay. And so a lot of parallels with Nimrod and Gilgamesh, same region, same story of this like mighty hunter, mighty man. But they describe in the Epic of Gilgamesh his burial site.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this very elaborate burial site. And it like even hints at something of like he was buried in what's called a resurrection tomb, meaning that potentially one day he could come back.
Yeah.
And the story goes that he was buried under the Euphrates River.
That's drying up.
Well, here's the thing. In 2003, an archaeologist by the name of Jörg Fassbinder. He was in the Mesopotamia area and doing like the whole LIDAR thing. And what he said is, I have found the tomb of Gilgamesh.
Oh my gosh.
And he says, there's an article about it in the BBC in 2003. So he found it in April of 2003.
Yeah.
He goes and he's like, everything that the script talks about matches identically to what I found. And so, but it's underground, right? So they have to like dig it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so they start the process of digging it up. Guess what happened 1 month later?
Shut down.
Earthquake.
The U.S. invades Iraq.
Oh my gosh.
Which it was in Iraq.
No way.
Yes.
Oh man.
This is where it gets crazy.
Yeah.
So the U.S. invaded Iraq 1 month later after the discovery. And all the archaeological sites were then stopped in Iraq, so stopped digging.
Yeah.
And the U.S. military set up an encampment around the tomb site. They kicked out all the scientists. They wouldn't allow any media who were there to cover the story anymore. So that was like ABC News, BBC, because they were stationed there to like find the more discovery of like them digging it up. They said, you're out of here. And Jörg said, basically, like, we are not allowed to dig any further because of the war. We're afraid of looters, and just some things will have to be remain buried.
And it's never gotten picked up again.
Well, here's the thing.
They picked it up.
But the locals around this encampment, the U.S. encampment, reported that the U.S. military were digging at night, taking things out of the ground, and putting them onto trucks and driving them off.
We're villains.
We are Dr. Evil.
Is that not? I mean,
that's crazy. Where'd you learn this?
A bunch of places.
Dude.
But this is also crazy. So, a couple months into this war, after they had this encampment and locals reporting them digging stuff up and taking it, they had the invasion of Baghdad, which is the capital of Iraq. And what the U.S. military did not help with was that there's this giant museum in Iraq that is all about the Sumerian culture. It's like one of the largest in the world of like because the Sumerians were like one of these first civilizations, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it had, I mean, just hundreds of thousands of tablets, manuscripts, artifacts, and it was left unprotected and it got bombed all around it. And then all these looters came in and stole a bunch of stuff. But
what's missing?
A lot of people were like, before the looters came, the U.S. military came, rushed in, and stole vaults.
Oh my gosh.
From the bowels of the museum, put them onto trucks, and then drove off. And so then the CIA, the FBI, and a couple other divisions were called in to investigate whether or not this claim was true. And they saw, like, the looters did, in fact, loot the museum. But they went down to the bowels, which is a really hard place to get to, apparently, in the museum. And what they noticed were, like, thousands of boxes were empty. There were vaults missing. But what was left were, like, gold coins, silver coins, and artifacts that were actually incredibly valuable. So they're like, looters did not come down here and steal this stuff because they left all the valuable stuff. Mm. So what did they take?
What's missing?
They don't have an inventory of what's in their museum?
I don't know. That's just as far as I got in the thing. But what is the U.S. military doing with this? I mean, it seems very apparent just from this story that there's no other article after 2003 about the Tomb of Gilgamesh. Yeah. It's just, it's left. Don't touch it. Don't talk about it.
Yeah, because they can't look at it. They can't touch it. They can't talk about it.
And if you go on
the... they took it.
If you, this took me a long time to find, but if you go on to the Freedom of Information Act and you look at the logs of what people have asked for it stuff to be declassified, there's one lady that one of her requests, this happened 2018, and she was denied, but she was requesting documents pertaining to the resurrection chamber of Gilgamesh, the location of his body, and the location of the buried Nephilim.
And it was denied.
And it was denied.
Well, that's the first edition of the term Nephilim.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Yeah.
I mean, it would make total sense that, like, whenever we do invade on a certain place, there's multiple things on the list that we want to get accomplished. Oil. Nephilim bones and stuff. I mean, like, obviously. Yeah. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. You know they're taking advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
But the fact that there people are referring to it as a resurrection tomb.
Yeah.
And then I, like, went even further, and I went on the patent website.
Yeah.
And there's someone that made an invention called the resurrection tomb, but it's an inactive patent right now. But it's, I can dive into it, like, on another episode, but it's really freaky.
That's
and it's like, it's so just scary. But then there's people like coming out like, oh, this is a video of the king of, or the tomb of Gilgamesh and Nimrod. It looked pretty fake. But if it is real, it's actually really terrifying because he's like perfectly preserved.
Ew.
Yeah.
And like there's like gold monuments all around him. But they like, to me, the monuments looked kind of like Egyptian, not Mesopotamian, Sumerian. But I thought that was insane. That of like is- what, because we talked about it before, like, is there a sinister plan to, I talked about like the Jesus will come back, like it'll be like the days of Noah. What do we know about the days of Noah? There were Nephilim, there were fallen angels just terrorizing Earth, you know? And so like, is there going to be a reawakening of the Nephilim? And like, what will that look like? Like, are they extracting DNA? Are they like trying to,
will that become a part of the Antichrist movement? Like there's,
yeah. Cause I mean, you think of Nephilim, if they, their DNA, they have the DNA of a heavenly creature, a being, the Watchers. And like, there has to be a way to where you could extract that. Right. And that could be something, I would assume. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
mean, dude.
This is exactly, I think Sauron is Gilgamesh, and I think that's Tolkien's commentary.
Yeah, because you talked about Uruk.
Yeah, Gilgamesh was from Uruk, and then in Lord of the Rings, it's the Uruk-hai, and they're literally taking
they're
half elves, which were heavenly beings, and then Gandalf would be the other heavenly being that was sent to be his equal, only he doesn't buddy up. But
interesting.
Yeah it gets crazier.
No way.
Yes.
And there's more,
because there's more with Iraq.
Yeah.
Iraq, that people have speculated of why we went to war with Iraq, because it was completely random. Because like,
I remember being a kid and everyone was like, why are we here, why are we here, why, like
the weapons of mass destruction, right? That was that was the saying,
Iraq.
Well, in the 1920s, Iraq, the they were rumored to have found this ancient technology called the Stargate. Have you heard of this? So the Stargate,
the Enterprise,
it's a basically a portal that you can enter into another realm and like be in contact with the realm beyond.
And they're saying this is in Iraq.
They're saying that this is in Iraq. This was in the 1920s that they're speculating this. And but like every government, we're hearing these rumors of Iraq finding or clues of finding the Stargate.
Yeah.
And then in 1941 was the Anglo-Iraq War. And that was between the British and Nazi Germany fighting in Iraq to take control over it. And if we know anything about Hitler, is that he was obsessed with searching with these ancient technologies, ancient artifacts, and like...
Which is crazy.
Yeah, and this was like after they're like, oh, we have the Stargate. And then never found, whatever. Then in the 1980s, Saddam Hussein, claimed that he had found the Stargate and he had all of his researchers figuring out how to use it. And then you have like Desert Storm and then leading to the Iraq War, the Iraq invasion.
Yeah.
And it's like, were we after that as well?
Uh-huh.
You know? Dude. Like, because maybe George Bush wasn't lying about weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, seriously.
If you had access to potentially
something that would cause mass destruction,
something that you could access a different realm.
Yeah, we think nuclear when he says that.
Yeah.
Man, that's a fun story.
Yeah.
That's a crazy story. We got to keep updated on that. That's wild.
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
could you imagine just finding that in your backyard? Would you jump in if there was a portal right in your backyard? If you they just appeared?
No, I wouldn't jump in.
No?
No.
What would you throw in at first?
Dutch.
He comes out, he's a human.
He comes out and he's just like a bear-sized golden retriever.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, I thought it was insane.
That is fun to think about.
I started reading the Blurry Creatures version of the Book of Enoch. Not their version, the Book of Enoch that they came out with like commentary and stuff last night.
Yeah.
And just talking about like the Watchers and stuff like that, it's insane to think about just the history of where we are now. And it's like how much the fallen angels and stuff, like it's been this crazy war since day one.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's wild to think about. It sounds like a movie, like very like sci-fi, whatever. But like you look at everything that's happening in the world, everything that has happened, all these stories across the entire world of different cultures, all talking about the same type of thing
without having any contact,
no contact.
Yeah.
And it's just wild to me.
You can't make it up. And there's certain things where it's like, we just want answers and there's certain people that just refuse to do it, like give it. And we'd rather just be distracted or just enjoy every single day by doing our own little thing instead of seeking truth out or anything. I don't know, man. That's crazy. It reminds me of that fireman that found apparently found the Ark of the Covenant, like where it was buried.
Yeah.
It's like, will that be next?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like if that happens, guess what? Like that's going to be big for Israel, right? I mean,
it just seems like a lot of things are connecting.
Yeah.
And that could just be, we're trying to connect them, but it's just weird.
Yeah.
Especially with like world powers, like how the World Economic Forum owns the Göbekli Tepe.
Yeah. There's just certain things that don't make sense like that. It's like, okay, I'll give it to you. It doesn't make it. But why do you care about it then? That makes me want to care about it.
Yeah.
Like if you have money and time and war invested into one thing, it's like, there's probably something worth looking at here.
Yeah.
I mean, there has to be.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
One of the Y-Files comments always said, like they said, do everything they don't want you to do. Grow a garden.
Yeah.
Know your neighbor. Build a community. Like all these things that like anytime they're telling you to do something, you really should be doing. Like not to do something, you should be doing it.
Yeah. Don't collect your own water.
Break all the laws, guys. That's what I'm saying. Just do everything you want.
Literally whatever you want. Don't rob a bank. Rob a bank.
Exactly.
Speaking of robbing a bank, we did watch Good Times.
Dude.
Good Times. Oh, with Vince Vaughn?
No.
Wait. Is it called that?
Oh, no.
Good
Sorry.
Time with Robert
good time.
Pattinson.
Good Time.
Yes.
I don't know what crazy, I was meant right? to glean from that, Andy.
It's called Good Time, but I felt like it was a bad time.
Yes. I'm telling you, I scrolled past that for years on Netflix, and I just like, I was like, eh. And then I just finally sat down and watched it, and it takes you for a ride. It's not a great one.
Nope.
But you are on the edge of your seat the whole flipping time, though.
What was your takeaway? What's the moral of the story?
Oh, I don't know if there was a moral.
I think it was just a
tragic story of people that make bad decisions.
And he was selfish, but ultimately he was trying to be unself. Like he
just didn't have
selfishness.
He didn't know how.
Yeah, he didn't know.
He was trying to do the right thing, but he was going about those the wrong way.
And he was also doing ultimately the wrong thing because he was keeping his brother out of help.
His intentions was to keep his brother, but he ran, let his brother just leave. I don't know. That was crazy. Good movie, but it's wild.
He was amazing. His acting was insane in it.
Yeah, it made me so uncomfortable at so many times.
Dude, I literally was like,
Yeah, I know.
Warn everyone that it's not for the
part. Any movie we recommend.
Don't watch it. Yeah, you probably don't have to watch it.
It's an A24, so you have to know going into it, you're not going to feel happy.
That logo came up, I said, you're going to feel terrible.
You're going to be ruined.
Man.
Do you guys remember the story I told you guys about the doctor that died at Disney Springs?
No.
At the Irish place. Was it Irish place?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Raglan Road.
Raglan Road. So a few months ago, a doctor, it was in January.
Peanut allergy or something, right?
Yeah, peanut or dairy allergy. And they served her something with it. She died at the restaurant. Like, it was like a big deal. And apparently, big update, this guy, the husband, is trying to sue Disney Springs or Raglan Road or whoever because they felt like they were negligent, which is totally fair for a widower to figure out, hey, if someone did something wrong, we communicated this. This is bad. This could happen again. But apparently Disney is in court or whatever. They're having discussions. And what Disney just did blew my mind because they say, listen, they got the guy's information and they say, you've signed something that says you're not allowed to sue us within us, within any type of property, anything like that. He was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. When did I ever sign anything?
On the check? No.
They said, well, in 2019, you signed up for a month of Disney Plus.
Shut up!
And in that contract says that you're not able, we are not liable for any type of thing. So you cannot bring any type of legal. You can't sue us through anything.
This is to go to the Supreme Court.
It's going to be nuts. It's going to be crazy.
So when you do the accept the terms and conditions, you can never sue Disney for anything, even on their own property. If your wife dies?
Yes. Dude, a public restaurant.
Yo, Disney, get out of here.
It's crazy.
It's out of control. You know something?
We're never going back to Disney again.
We just...
right?
No.
You try to... Yeah?
You know what we need to do is just talk about... We need to bring the concept of a terms and conditions agreement to the Supreme Court because apparently no one's reading these.
No. And no one's assuming that covers your death in 5 years. What are you talking about?
That's crazy. We just need to talk about this. Give me bullet points.
It's wild, man. It's super crazy. I couldn't believe it because I thought it was a crazy story to begin with because it's right down the road. But the fact that Disney that thinks that's like, hey, this is going to be good. This is going to look great for us.
I'm sure you did your research, but I'm finding that so hard to believe.
Dude, yeah. I mean, I thought, but I got it from Philip DeFranco.
Dude, I'll tell you something, though.
Dude, it's crazy.
That's a wild card to throw out there because they know that's not going to be popular amongst consumers. They're not going to be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think they care at this point. I think they're just messing up.
They can't settle and shell out a couple million dollars that they make
seriously
every single day for somebody who lost his wife.
Yeah, but hey, but if you give one, you got to give them to them all. So we're going to say no, sorry about your wife.
And
move on.
Also, a reveal to everybody that has Disney Plus, you're screwed.
What's the other? They're underneath another lawsuit right now, too. And Elon Musk is potentially going to back the person who's suing them.
Oh, I don't know.
Dang, I forget what the nature of the lawsuit is, but it's whatever it is, if it goes to court, then they have to provide all these documents, which they're refusing to provide. And so the conspiracy is that Elon's going to support this person. So that comes out, it'll crash Disney's stock value, and then he's going to acquire it just to continue his war on woke.
There's no way he can acquire Disney. There's no way.
He did Twitter.
They own too much.
But he spent $40 billion. Where's he going to get? Disney's worth more than Twitter.
Yeah, that's true. So what's this? Does anybody have a hot take on what's going on with Trump and Elon Musk?
Did you listen to any of that?
I didn't listen to it, but I don't like the idea. There was this White House question during a press conference or something. And it's like, no matter what side you're on, let people speak, like whatever. And the guy says basically like, hey, tonight Elon and Trump are planning to get on Twitter and have a discussion. And with misinformation, all that stuff that's being spread rapidly in our, rapidly in our country, there's definitely a problem with misinformation. Is there any plan for you or from the Mr. President to stop this? And it's like, wait, you're trying just to stop it. Just trying to stop them from talking, having a public conversation. I'm like, that's crazy. It's like, come on. Like there's gotta be a fine line right there. Like, obviously you don't want people to say certain things, but that's why our country is the best.
I know.
Because we can say what we want.
We can talk about things.
And we can make things up on this podcast and no repercussions.
You saw they got hacked.
Who?
They were 40 minutes late to start the thing because the Twitter
He said there was a cyber attack or something.
Yeah, there was a cyber attack.
Of course.
Which it supposedly came from a certain area, but...
Yeah. I want them to debate. I want to see Kamala and Trump debate.
I know.
Also, because I'm all for that.
When's the last time we saw Biden?
I saw him on the beach about a week ago. There was videos of him on the beach. Just chilling.
Dude, he's still the president, though. And like, with everything happening in this world.
It was kind of crazy to see, like, Kamala was, like, on the trail, and then Trump was on the trail, and then Joe's on the beach. I'm like, what? Are we on cruise control right now? Like, what is happening?
Crazy.
It's a perfect time for somebody to attack.
Stop. As you slowly cover up your mouth.
What did you?
Oh. I'm true.
My uncle was showing me memes, though, and it was like Elon Musk and Trump holding hands and stuff, and he was like, haters will say this is AI.
Speaking of AI, though.
I love you, Elon.
Okay, we have to be very careful, because like how the FBI warned of misinformation.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot regarding both
Trump
and Kamala and Biden, right?
Yeah.
But people are talking about how there's been a lot of stuff with Kamala to where it's like using AI to insert crowds and stuff to her rallies and whatnot.
Yeah, I've seen some of those photos.
But like then I looked at some of them like that. Yeah, you could speculate that that's AI, but someone could have laid AI over it. Because I saw the videos of when she got off the plane. Like, well, there's so many people filming. Where are those other videos?
Yeah.
I looked, and dude, I found like 10 where people are like in the crowd. So I'm just like, everyone just.
Yeah, relax.
Both sides need to chill on it. But we're suckered for it because she went down to the villages here in Florida and like a ton of people showed up and it was like crazy. But then I saw some photos where you literally zoom in and the hands are all messed up. The signs, like the wording, it's all like, it obviously looks AI, but it's like, it could be literally just a doctored image.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah, I guess you just have to use what resonates with you. And I know plenty of people on at least my social media. I'm seeing a lot on my pages that people that I know that are in support of either group. And so it feels like she does have a following and popularity. And
stuff. She has to because I mean, like, obviously she's a lot more popular than Joe. Like that's just like it's just going to happen.
Yeah,
it doesn't take much. I don't think he set a low bar for the past year, which is unfortunate. But I mean, I think it's. I think at the end of the day, you got to just make up your own mind because you can't, if you listen to who's in the lead, don't bother voting for this person because this person's going to win. Like, you just got to show up, vote for whoever you want for.
Yeah.
Okay. And then move on.
I just sent you guys a video. We need to watch this because we're talking about AI.
Okay.
It's, you want to talk
Alvin
about
Iverson?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to talk about don't play yet. You want to talk about AI getting too scary with faking stuff?
Okay.
All right. Do we have it pulled up?
Yeah.
All right. Ready? Set,
yeah,
go.
This is utterly insane. She is 100% AI. Without a doubt, these are the most realistic AI images I've ever seen. 99.8% of the way from being completely indistinguishable from reality. The
only that's nuts.
These people are AI?
This will be the year that we get to 100% indistinguishable from reality AI images.
How do you know?
2025 for video.
And look, because he probably created them.
Don't the dangers and the downsides of
I could literally create some of those images right now.
Question. Yeah. My take is that it's a tool. And like any other tool, it could be used for good or for bad. I mean, you can't avoid it. It's here. It's happening. I mean, the reason I've spent the last year and a half updating people on the progress is that...
It's just going to get crazier.
And we keep saying, this is the worst it's ever going to be.
Like how someone took my voice and made their own reel with a story that we've never talked about. It did sound fake because I'm just like, Antarctica.
But to you.
I mean, because you know it. Some kid that's just scrolling, not a clue.
Could have thought you were homeschooled.
Yeah. Do you remember on Facebook whenever they'd be like, upload your picture, we're going to put on this elf or Santa and it's going to dance and it's going to look hilarious. And you're like, this is incredible technology. And now it's like, creating people.
Okay, wait, I have a conspiracy.
What?
Okay, people talking about giving your DNA to Ancestry or 23andMe, and how the powers that be own those Ancestry, those DNA things.
Yes.
Could they not plant stuff using your image on security cameras and then literally planting your DNA at the...
Or freaking clone you because they know your DNA coding.
Yeah, I don't know if they would go that far. I'm just talking about like what they could do right now. With like taking your voice, your image, and then your DNA and using it against you.
I mean, all it would take was is DNA.
Yeah.
Sometimes people have literally just said, okay, this person's DNA, like they
had, to like seal the deal.
They had a motive. They just placed DNA at a crime scene. It's like there's no logical reason for you to have your DNA here unless you were the murderer. And then they go to prison. It's like it wouldn't take that much. Also, did you just kill a bunch of people and you're just like saying this?
No.
Just be like
no.
No, I swear. They could do it.
They could do it.
The FBI, your honor.
And if it happens to me, I said it here first. Well, it wasn't me.
It could happen to you.
Now I'm afraid it's going to happen.
I know. And that's the scary thing.
And everyone's like, well, he was admitting it on the podcast.
I mean, all it would take for them to like change like some GPS location saying, hey, your phone pinged right next to the crime scene.
Right next to the Chuck E. Cheese.
Dude, when we get to Patreon, I want to talk about DNA markers and how people might want to use that to eliminate anyone who possesses that marker throughout the world.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
And if they're not, if they are getting our DNA through Ancestry, all that stuff, not everyone's doing that, right? Yeah. We've talked about it forever and we haven't done it yet.
I don't know if I want to do
that. How else would people be getting our DNA? Like, what's a thing that we don't even think about that we're like, oh man, we're putting our DNA on this and then we're leaving it with somebody or
the COVID swabs?
Who owns Quest?
Dude, the real I never thought fear. About that. I never thought because they literally are sealed. They have their name. It's like that would make total sense.
Yeah.
So just do the DNA test. It's already out there.
Yeah, might as well. They know everything else about us.
You know what we should just do instead of we should just like fly under the radar and not talk about controversial things so that they don't have a reason to frame us for something.
No, we have to. It's our job.
It's our job. We're doing this for you.
We're doing this for you. We're putting our necks on the line for you.
I'm going to throw my dog in a portal before you.
For you. All right, guys. That's been 2 years.
Good episode.
Stinks that this is the end.
Yeah, please.
Too bad this is the last one, guys.
Please like, comment, and subscribe because guaranteed these topics are going to get our episodes potentially buried.
Blow this episode up.
Didn't the CIA one get like hidden or something?
There's like a ton of people in the comments who
we
were
have
like,
not talked about that. Yeah,
where is this episode? I'm like, why can't they find an episode? I'm like, what episode's missing? Was the CIA a mistake?
Yeah, they're saying like it was like some people were saying it was a restricted
they
video
had to,
for them.
Yeah, and they had to go undo restrictions.
Some people couldn't even find it.
Yeah.
We're not doing nothing wrong.
No, we're not. We're joking.
We're just talking.
We're a bunch of silly boys.
You go back to episode one. We literally said everything we say on here is a joke.
Yeah.
Don't take it seriously.
Don't take it seriously.
Don't get your news from us.
No. We just speculate.
Speculation.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be smart to be considered someone propagating misinformation.
Yes. All right. Right. Like Andrew said, make sure to like, comment, subscribe, please, to the podcast. Yeah. And if you haven't already, go to patreon.com/ninjas. It has an app. It's very usable. It's awesome. We have hours and hours and hours of episodes you haven't even seen, behind the scenes footage, and we're doing live. We just did a live last week. So make sure you sign up. It's going to be a great time. You can cancel anytime you want. And Josh,
go to SundayCoolSwag.com where you get all your ninja merch. We got this new hat. We got that new shirt, which on the back, can you give a little. Do a little, yep. Turn around. Yep. It says the Fat Earth Society.
Yeah, baby. So join the Fat Earth Society if you want to be a part of it. Go buy a t-shirt right now. Also, all of the Sunday Cool greatness is on SundayCoolSwag.com as well. And if you need any custom shirts for you, your business, or anything, or if you want to tell a friend about it, guess what? SundayCool.com. Get all your shirts and stickers and hats and all that stuff. And we got that new fleecewear line that you heard about in that. So we love you. Thank you.
We love you. 2 years. We love you guys.
2 years. Three more to go.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful. I said empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ninjas are dead.
You know about the Machu Picchu?
We're when not. Is it? When is it being shut down?
Oh, soon.
3 years. 2027.
All of it, light it up.
And 27 is my favorite number.
My wife was born on the 27th.
I got married on the 27th.
My daughter was born on the 27th, the exact same day.